Y'all gonna be disappointed though when Westbrook don't win MVP.
Found a video of Carl.
Shannon, will punishing teams for resting players help solve the problem?
No, because you can't police it. All you're gonna force them to do is lie. Now you're gonna have more back spasms, more ankle soreness, knee soreness than you got in the past. I have a problem with it. Don't talk about my family. You don't know them. So why are you talking about they whack? Clearly, it's not gonna take much for Lonzo to usurp what he did.
Well, exactly. Live up to 2 points a game.
Yeah. So how hard is that?
All right, Tribe members, welcome back to the Tribe Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Love, and with me today is Richard the Lionheart.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
And of course, you know who's joining us today?
Who? Rich. Who came back?
Who came today?
What do you mean joining us, man? I'm back. I missed one podcast, but the trio.
And it all falls apart. We only got 9 plays last.
The podcast trio is back. Let's do this, fellas. Let's do this, boys.
That's right, folks. 2 plates is here joining us. All right. The tribe is back. Hopefully everybody had a good week. I just want to say thank you to Jules. You know, they had a good special this weekend. had some alcohol beverages. 24-pack for $9.99. And got me some of those.
Stock but anyways,
up. Stock ups. Some will be here sooner than later.
Yeah.
All right. Fellas.
What's up,
fellas?
Man? What's up, man? What's happening?
Should we kick it off with just a little bit of NFL stuff, I guess? You know, it's not really news, but we know we got to keep the NFL in the chatter just a little bit. Yeah, you know, the draft is coming, whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what you got for us,
Dave? You know what I got?
You got what?
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the question. If you guys were GM for an NFL team, okay? You know, there's 3, you know, key quarterbacks. I don't know if you call them key quarterbacks, but they are, you know, worst starting quarterbacks that's still out there that not have been signed, you know. You've got Jay Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
You got Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Tony Romo. Okay? I'm going to start off with you first. 2 plates.
Uh-huh.
Out of those 3, who would you like to be on your team out of those slim pickings?
I mean, it definitely would not be Jay Cutler. Tony Romo, he's the best of those 3 guys, the better of the 3 guys.
As far as quarterback-wise?
As far as quarterbacks right now. But I got to go with Cap, man. Colin Kaepernick, man. He's younger. You know, he got a strong arm, and he's mobile. I like Tony Romo. If I had a team that was ready to win right now, and I needed just that quarterback to get the team over that hump to maybe get us to the Super Bowl, oh yeah, I'd take Tony Romo. But for the long haul, I gotta say Cap, man. I think, like I said, he's very mobile. He's underrated too. I think Cap is a lot better than what he has shown. He hasn't reached his ceiling yet. He gonna get there though. He just need to be in the right situation. San Francisco was not the right team for him. He's going to be all right, though. Just give him a little time and put him on the right team. I think Cap going to be pretty good this year.
All right.
That's if a team picks him up, right?
No, somebody's going to get him. Somebody's going to pick him up.
So let's just say, real quick, one question before we get back into it. Is, you think all 3 quarterbacks are going to get signed? Going to get picked up?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
All going to be on the roster this year.
Okay.
I'm not saying starting, but they'll be on the roster.
Out of these 3, which one will be starting?
Tony Romo.
Yeah, I think Tony Romo would be starting.
Tony Romo.
He'd be starting from day 1. He ain't got to come in and compete for a job. Whatever team he go to, he's gonna be starting.
I have a feeling Jay Cutler's gonna be the one who's gonna start.
And tell you the truth, all 3 of them might start. But if you had to pick just one, it'll be Tony Romo.
Bet you Jay Cutler's gonna start out. I mean, like you said, all 3 probably.
Yeah.
But I would pick Jay Cutler probably definitely if there was only one of them. But anyways, back to the question, back to the scenario. Lionheart, who would you pick out of those slim pickings?
I'd pick Tony Romo out of all of them. When I think about someone that knows what they're doing, and I mean, they've proven it if it wasn't for injuries. Because, I mean, Jay Cutler, even whenever he's not injured or hurt or anything, he's just not that good of a player. I mean, he's a good quarterback, and he's better than anything that the Houston Texans have right now. But If I were to pick somebody, it'd be Tony Romo. But who knows what Jerry Jones is thinking, because he hasn't released him, and there no one's going to trade for him. So.
And they just signed a backup. Kellen Moore, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's three quarterbacks on your roster right now.
And as for Colin Kaepernick, I mean, I think he's starting to realize his situation, because he came out like a week ago and said that he will stand for the national anthem. He's going to backtrack on what he did last year where he was kneeling. He said he will stand for the national anthem this year, you know, for whatever team he picks up. So he's out. I think he's starting to realize, okay, people aren't you know, even looking at me or trying to get me right now.
So you think he's being blackballed a little bit?
A little bit.
Some people are saying online that this is what happened. This isn't fair. This is what happens when you speak your mind. But he wasn't a good quarterback. He wasn't a good quarterback last year.
He had his chance in those games, and I still think he got some game that we haven't seen yet.
Was it him or was it the system that they trying to unleash? Because you got to remember,
who
was the coach?
Last year?
Yeah,
Kelly.
Chip Kelly. I know. That's why we live. Anyways, but yeah, Chip Kelly, I mean, you got to understand his situation, and he didn't have a good team all around for him. So honestly, both y'all wrong. You know who I'll pick?
Who would you pick, dog?
I would pick Mr. Jake. Hell no, I ain't gonna pick that dude. You know what? Damn it, man. I hate this. Already the first thing we're talking about. I'm not liking this. And two plates is back, and I gotta agree with this motherfucker. I'm gonna have to go with you, man. I'm not liking it, but I have to go with you. I would actually pick Kaepernick. Tony Romo, yeah, I mean, it's just his health is so questionable. You know what I'm saying? He has so many back problems and all this other injuries. It's like, man, he's fragile. He's fragile, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Kaepernick, you know, he's
still got room to grow. Pretty much.
I'm not saying he's got a high ceiling. No, he does not have a high ceiling.
He hasn't reached his ceiling, is what I was trying to say. I ain't saying he got a high ceiling either, but he hasn't reached his ceiling.
I think he already reached his high ceiling.
He still got room to improve, man.
To the Super Bowl, and then the next year he went to the NFC Championship game against Seattle. That was his highest ceiling. I don't think it would get higher than that. But I still think he can do better than what he did this past season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I just don't think, I think he already reached his ceiling. But I just, you know what I'm saying? But I still rather pick him just because he's a mobile quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Jay Cutler, I don't trust that guy. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? They could say, you know, it was the Bears system that they were in and this and that. But, you know, if you looked at it, Brian Hoyer wasn't bad in that system. Mm-hmm. Who else, you know? The Matt Barkley wasn't bad.
Yeah, Matt Barkley did all right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just don't trust Jay Cutler, and just, I mean, he's got a bad reputation of not knowing how to lead.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody talks about it, that he's emotionless, so I just don't see a team backing that. You know what I'm saying? And I would just go for Kaepernick, straight out for Kaepernick. Yeah. If it was out of these slim pickings. Kaepernick's the man I would pick for as my team, but you know, we'll see what happens.
And I forgot Cap almost took San Francisco to the Super Bowl that year. I almost forgot about that.
They did go to the Super Bowl one year.
No, they didn't. They fell short.
No, they did.
Yeah, they faced. You remember the year horrible
after they went to the Super Bowl?
Ravens versus 49ers. The power went out in the Super
Bowl. It was his first Superdome year playing.
So he took them to the Super Bowl, then took them to the
NFC Championship game. Yeah, two plates.
Yeah, that's not bad, man. I forgot about the Super Bowl. You see what I didn't even know about that.
Do you see what happens when you miss a show?
Oh, man. I got to start doing deeper research. That's what it is. It's all good. You know?
Well, honestly, guys, tribe members, go ahead. You know, who do you think? You know, who would you pick these thin pickings? They're still up. Are they going to get picked up? Which one you think? All three of them going to get picked up, or just, you know, one or two. But anyways, that's really all we have for the NFL. I just wanted to get a general question. So let's just jump on. Let's go ahead and go into the NBA news. All right, let's talk about a real big topic right now, okay?
What's that, man?
You know what's that? What's that? It's these NBA players getting sit out some games for rest, supposedly these coaches are saying. Okay, this is a big deal, okay? Adam Silver just put down, you know, on the owners saying, hey, you guys are going to get some severe penalties. Let's keep going. We need an explanation, especially with these primetime games. What's going on?
Yeah, he was saying they need, like, moments notice because, I mean, these guys, they just do it the day of sometimes.
That's good that Adam Silver's trying to do something about it.
Yeah, because you got to.
But at the same time, you don't think these coaches and organizations are going to lie and say, oh, he's a, you know, he's cold. You know, oh, he, you know what I'm saying, he has a respiratory infection. I mean, they could say anything, really.
Yeah.
Without them, you know, they just go by what they're writing down on the report. Man, there's so many people who are involved in this conversation. I mean, you got, you know, you got Harden. You know what I'm saying? They asked James Harden what he thought about, you know, if he would rest, you know, sit out games just for a rest. And he said, basically, he said, hell no. It's all about the grind, basically, he said. He said, coach knows not to sit me down just for rest, not to sit me out for a game. He says, you know, you can always improve yourself. And to improve yourself is to play every game.
Yeah.
And then you got others who, like LeBron, he's, you know, he's sticking up saying, you know,
yeah, LeBron said he deserved a game off here and there, which I kind of agree.
Okay.
I mean, if a guy been playing 10, 12 years, I mean, yeah, it was, I mean, every now and then. My thing is, like Adam Silver said, though, give an early notice, at least a week in advance. Okay, these players going to sit out, you know, this game a week from now. And that should definitely affect ticket prices. Because these guys should not be paying the same thing they would pay if LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin Love
and like say it was like a primetime game and you know they're gonna sit out their star players, then maybe the NBA can move a better game that's gonna be played that day into that slot. Because there's sometimes there's like 10 or more games played in a day. I mean, why not just, you know, fill that slot with something else? Because I mean, these guys are sitting down, it's not really a primetime game if you're all the star players are sitting out.
This is like the third game that I can really remember off my hand. That it's been a prime time Saturday game this past Saturday. You know, they sat out LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin Love. Those two, they said, were still on their injuries, but they played the next day against the Lakers. So, but before that, it was the Warriors.
And San Antonio.
And San Antonio sent all their guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I know a couple weeks before that, it was LeBron James again when they played against the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
They said
LeBron didn't play, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what, man? It's a prime time game Saturday night, and they've been doing this, and they're doing a lot more Saturday prime time games because of that TV deal. And this is what's getting everybody paid.
Yeah,
this is what's getting everybody paid. It's prime time. Okay, you know how they say, oh, it's all those back to backs. Okay, you're telling me you don't know all those back to backs weeks ahead of time, or at least like you said, a week. You're right. not realizing, next week we got all these back-to-backs.
Yeah.
Well, then plan it. Like Eric just said, just plan it there and give them a week notice. You know what I'm saying? Say, hey, you know what? We're thinking about sitting this game or this game. It's just too many games in a row. Okay. Or at least you give the fans notice and the club notice.
They should not be paying the same price if these guys are not paying.
I mean, like, plan. Rich, you said you saw kids.
Yeah, they were showing kids, like, I forgot what game it was, Saturday night. Was that on TNT?
No, it was on ABC.
ABC, so the ABC broadcasters or the camera guys, they would you know, shoot the camera to little kids. They looked upset, and they were wearing their LeBron jersey and their Kyrie jersey and everything, and it's like, these parents pay money to go and take their kids. Like, I'm sure if you want to take your son to go see his favorite player, which might be LeBron, isn't it? Isn't his favorite player LeBron?
He's a Bulls fan, but he likes LeBron. He likes Steph.
Like, say it's the Bulls versus Cavs thing, kind of like what happened where LeBron sat, and like, say the Bulls sit Butler and stuff like that. I mean, you're taking your kids to go see their favorite players play, and then they don't even play. You just spend all that money.
And I mean, these seats are not cheap.
They're not cheap.
You're talking about $250 a head.
Yeah.
Just the, you know, like the middle of the arena seats.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and you're talking about like the Cavs. I mean, they're one of the best teams in the NBA. I mean, they're gonna of course other places will hike up the prices for that. Mm-hmm. If it's like a big time game like that, and then your star players sit out.
And what upsets me is that, you know, so even if these guys do sit out, these fans don't get a discount.
I know.
Like once they pay for the tickets, that's it.
That's it.
There's no refund. There's no discount.
That's not fair.
No money back or nothing. So you paying all this money to watch these bench warmers.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, like, say you were a Cavs fan, okay, but you live in L.A., and
you
went to the L.A. Clipper game thinking you're going to see your favorite Cavs player. All three of the big names were not out.
Yeah.
How depressing could that, I mean, how shady is that kind of? And I know they're saying, Stephen A. was saying, we'll have them deduct the day of their game pay. You know,
yeah, for sitting out.
For sitting out. Or you know what else they could do? I know it sounds silly. Say you're going to do that, right? And it was like the last minute notice or whatever, or the day of, it was game time decision for rest. That means you're not doing anything. Why don't you make it up and say, you know what? Let me go over here to a booth, sign free autographs and pictures, whoever wants to come, during the game. And then once the game's in, you know what I'm saying? At least do something for the fans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just to say, you know what, guys? Especially for Lamar. You know what, guys? You're right. I'm not playing. I cheated you out a little bit. But you know what? Just to get a little bit compensated for it, let me sign all these autographs during the game.
Which would be
a
good idea.
Take pictures. Something. Just to get back to the fans.
I agree with
you. You know
that.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something small like that goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? Especially for kids, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all Greg Popovich's fault, man. He started this 5 years ago, man.
Well, I know.
But I kind of understand why he was doing it, though, because you talk about Tim Duncan, Ginobili. You know, they was old. Like I said, these guys are older. They've been playing for a long time. Yeah. Give them a day off here and there. You know what I mean? That ain't, you know, but these younger guys, you know, Kyrie, Kevin Love, they in their mid-20s.
Or even like
I don't see James Harden taking days off.
You don't see Westbrook.
You don't see these guys taking days off. So, I mean, come on, man.
Well, they're saying, they need a rest, this and that. Man, you know how weak these players are sounding?
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, they kept grinding and didn't care. They wanted to play. Mm-hmm. They wanted to play.
I'm not even hear about this back in the day.
You know what I'm saying?
You didn't hear Michael Jordan.
With the Washington Wizards.
Reggie Miller, Patrick Ewing, and David Ross.
Yeah.
They weren't doing shit like
even
this.
Even Jordan was with the Wizards.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He was still
he
gone.
Never took a day off
at
for 40. Rest.
At 40 years old.
40 years old.
Exactly.
Playing every game.
And averaging 20-something points.
But let's be honest, man. This year's generation is a lot weaker, a lot softer than it was back then.
And here they don't even play as physical as they used to play back in the day.
Exactly. That's another good point.
But that's why I like what Karl Malone said. Karl Malone came out and said, if you don't got 10-plus years on your you know, NBA resume, you shouldn't take days. You shouldn't even take games off. It's a game. Like, what he said today, he said, it's a game. You're going out there to play a game.
He says you're playing a game. Playing. You're not working.
You're not working.
He said.
Come on, man.
That's true. I mean, you know, there's so many people who don't have a choice like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can't go up to their boss, hey, man, I'm going to just chill for the whole day because I need some rest.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They're going to send your ass home without the pay. You know what I'm saying? There's people who grind like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Doing something they don't love. Like these people, like these players are. This is something they love, and it's making a hell of an income for them. Good, you know. But you got some people. You got a lot of folks around, in reality over here, who don't have the opportunity, who don't work in something that they don't love, but they do it because they have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And do it every day.
And do it every day.
You don't take days
12
off.
Hours.
You know, right?
You know what I'm
6 days a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on.
They weak as hell,
we can't. This is why fans have to stake up because. Fans shouldn't be. Don't feel sorry for these dudes.
No, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No way.
I mean, Harden explained the other in the interview this past week too. Was like, I'm gonna rest after the season's over. That's when I'm gonna rest.
Yeah,
I rest after a practice or after the game when I go in the hot tub and get a massage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's other things. There's things, especially nowadays, to help your body relax after the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, man. These
NBA players act like they're not pampered. After games, they get massages. They get all the work,
whatever
they can.
Get.
Yeah. And like I said, why are these primetime games when they're doing all these Saturday night games? I don't understand that. Yeah. When you're going against good teams and it's Saturday primetime game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This is why everybody's getting more money now. This is why they're getting paid so much.
Yeah.
These average players are getting paid as good players. You know, and these bad players are getting paid average pay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, all these players are getting such a high raise because of that TV deal, and this is the
and because one of the thing. Fans, because yeah. of the fans paying their money to go see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but they don't want to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't watch that game at all.
Which
on
one?
Saturday,
the Cavs.
The Cavs and Clippers, because all three of them were out. I knew the Clippers were going to win. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't. You know, now it's not 100% set in stone, but when you kind of guess that it's going to be so one sided, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Kind of like that Golden State and Thunder game the other day. Oh, wait, that's a different topic. All right, man. Hey, let's just jump right in at two plates. Your boy, Russell Westbrook.
MVP. Hold on, get it right,
MVP.
Dog. When you say Russell Westbrook, you say MVP Russell Westbrook.
The Oklahoma City Westbrooks. I mean, Thunder. Selfish. Anyways, how was that game, man? Did you like it?
Man, I saw.
Did you like that ass whooping?
I saw most of
it.
Your boy
liked
that
ass.
Ass whooping. You know, a lack of rebound, lack of defense against that team.
A lack of
don't
points
do that,
from Westbrook.
You know, I mean, he can't bring it every night. You know, so he got that whole team on his back. He can't bring it every night. He's not getting much from Taj. He's not getting much from McDermott. These guys, his supporting cast is not doing it. You know, he can't do it all by himself. He's trying to, but can no man do it by themselves?
Is that right?
James Harden's been doing it by himself the last couple of games.
Oh,
and Eric Gordon.
Come on, man.
And Eric Gordon and what's his name? The guy we just picked up, I'm forgetting his name. Lou Williams. They've been off the last couple of games. Their shot has not been there. And James Harden's brought it
but
back.
But I mean, but he got shooters, though. He got players.
But they're not hitting.
Better supporting cast.
But they're not hitting. Does that support put points on the board?
Come on, Anderson, you talking about Gordon?
He was off, too. I watched these games, and Harden brought him back and had him win.
So they
twice
had 125 points. You mean to tell me Harden scored damn near all them points?
I'm not saying that.
How many Harden have?
He
had 125. How many Harden have?
40. Yesterday he had 39. The game before, 40. The game before that, 41.
Okay.
The game before that, 38.
He getting help. His supporting cast stepping up and doing just enough for them to win these games.
I guess so.
You know, I mean, I feel bad for Russ, man. He out there busting his ass and, you know, trying to grab every rebound, hustling and doing this and doing that. And the guys that his teammates, they not on that level. They not giving that same passion, that same desire, that same hustle that he's putting out there. And I feel bad for him.
You know what? Maybe he should give his teammates some of that kickstart that he promotes all the time.
Man, whatever he on, we need to put him on some because... Yeah.
Come on, man. I don't feel bad for that dude. Come on, man. Listen, is it impressive he's averaging almost a triple-double? Yeah, it's impressive. Sure, why not? But you know what? I'm still waiting for him to win 50 games.
Could happen. Yeah, what? I'm going to say 40 right now with maybe 14 left. It's possible.
40.
It's a possibility.
It's
yeah,
a 40,
right?
40. I just don't 40 see it.
Games.
Okay. I
mean, if he does not 40. Win.
He's going to get close. He might not get 50. But
if he don't win 50, there's no way he wins MVP.
No way.
No way.
There's no way he gonna win MVP.
He does not get
so
50 wins.
The triple double don't mean shit.
Did you get that little picture I sent you?
No, man.
Yeah, you saw it. Oscar Robertson averaged a triple double that season. He didn't win MVP. Bill Russell won MVP because his team was a better team.
That was like 60 years ago.
Doesn't matter. So I think that's the way it's gonna happen, man.
And you're saying that one person can do by himself, but what about Allen Iverson? He didn't have a supporting cast. They were a 50-win-plus team.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the NBA Finals. He didn't have to average a triple-double.
Yeah, I mean, his supporting cast wasn't that good. He had, you know, Dallin Bear with Eric Snow, Aaron McKee. You know, he had, you know, a little help. I mean, I'm not saying Russ ain't got help. He got help. They just not playing to their potential.
Mm.
I thought that Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott trade was going to be pretty good for them. Then they got cancer back.
Yeah,
cancer just came back a couple weeks ago. But for whatever reason, they just...
So is Russell Westbrook a superstar?
Hell yeah, he's a superstar. One of the best top five players in the world. How is he not a superstar?
Because he hasn't led his team to 50 wins yet.
He's going to stick to that.
What, last year they won that 50? The year before they won that 50?
That was Kevin Durant.
You lose a Kevin Durant, and that's another thing. You lose a Kevin Durant, you still might get this team to 50 wins. Come on, man. You know? Like I said, let's be honest. Both of them are having a, you know, outstanding season. Between Harden and Westbrook, both of them are having an outstanding season.
I'm not going to lie. If Harden wasn't having the season he had, yeah, it'll be no brainer. Russell Westbrook probably win the MVP. But when you're now that you have him going against Harden, now you got to start.
I mean, they neck and neck. What is Harden doing that Russell Westbrook isn't though?
Well, his triple doubles are actually breaking records.
What you mean by that?
He's the only player in NBA history to have 7 40-point triple doubles, and he's the only player in NBA history to have 2 50-point triple doubles in the same season.
But Russell Westbrook might break the all-time season record. Yeah. Triple doubles in the season.
Yeah, well, this is what I mean. If he does not get to 50 wins, even if he gets to 49,
You lose a Kevin Durant and still get that team to damn near 50. No. Let's be honest. Before the season start, nobody predicted OKC to be this where they at. I want to say what? Maybe 6?
7.
What? They 7?
Sure. What are you talking about?
Aren't they?
No, they at least 6 in the West. Nobody predicted OKC to be 6 in the West at this point of the season. I said if they make the playoffs, they will barely get in as the AC. That's what I predicted for them.
But everybody predicted that they would be in the playoffs.
And if they did get in, they would barely get in. I know I did. That's how I felt about them.
They're 6. It's not like they're in the top 5.
But
do you see how exactly?
That means he still got OKC overachieving.
Do you see how much effort he has to put in to order for that team to be at that?
And what's the problem with that? You know, he's out there busting his ass.
And I understand
that. You make it seem like that good hustle is a bad thing. That's what I don't understand.
To a certain degree, it is, because it's like you're overexerting yourself a lot. And
what's
wrong
with that? I wish all the players on this team was playing that way.
But it's hard when you're watching this guy. They're watching him, man. Because he's exerted. They're like,
step up.
They're like.
Because you would think.
Wait.
Like,
seriously, you're watching these forwards and centers. Thinking for going for rebound, but they're like, oh man, is Russ behind me trying to get it so he can get his. You know, they're going to defer to him if he's behind
them.
If
these big guys are bitches and want to see him be like, oh no, I'm going to step back and let Russ take it.
They know Russ is the alpha male that seems. They know that they're going to defer to him whenever he wants.
That's weak as hell to me. These big guys, if you're telling me Cantor and Steven Adams is really doing that shit, that is weak as hell to me.
It has to be in the behind.
That's their job.
At the very least, it has to be in the back of their heads. They have to be thinking that.
That's weak, man. That's on
Rich, you agree that it has to be in the back of their heads that it's Russ behind you trying to get this rebound.
If you was on a team, wouldn't you want your superstar player to be, you know, hustling and out there playing his heart out and doing what he can do? And you're like, okay, damn, he busting his ass and doing this and doing that. I'm going to step my game up. I want to get on that level. I want to play like that.
Yes and no. If it was street ball, yes. But I see Westbrook coming for the rebound.
What you mean? These guys get paid millions of dollars.
I understand
that. They should be playing like this.
Organized basketball, you should be over there at the other end of the floor by the time I grab that rebound. Whether it's offense or defense, you're a point guard. You need to be on the other side by the time I grab that rebound.
And I was watching the game with Houston and who was they playing? Probably OKC. I saw Patrick Beverley getting up in there, being aggressive, making it happen, getting them rebounds. You want that from your players. I say, if I was coaching the team, I say, man, when that ball go up, I want all 5 of y'all down there trying to rebound. I saw the game last night. That's the reason why OKC lost. They weren't getting no damn rebound.
Yeah, but
Wait, time out. Now, this is news. There was a game on last night?
Yeah, you know.
OKC, they played a game last night? That was a game?
Got their ass whooped. But I'm watching the game, and these guys get offensive rebounds, kicking it back out, hitting threes. They not rebounding. You don't want Russ down there helping the rebound?
Hell no.
The point, when you brought up Patrick Beverley's not the main star. Westbrook's the main star, but if he's that's the kind of player you don't want running back. That way you can just throw it up, give him the pass, and he can dunk it.
Now, my point is you want them guys helping out the rebound, which he was doing. He was making shit happen because he was down there hustling and rebounding and helping his team out.
I know this sounds crazy, but yeah, if it's beyond the free throw line, yeah. But if that ball's underneath the free throw line, you have no business being under that hoop. trust your teammates to grab that rebound sometimes and be on the other side of the floor.
From the game I saw last night, he shouldn't trust his teammates. Because Taj wasn't rebounding. Cantor wasn't rebounding. Steven Adams wasn't rebounding. You can look the stats up. How many rebounds did Taj have for the game? Or Steven Adams?
All I know, they had zero by the third quarter.
Exactly.
That's all these guys not they doing it. So by the third quarter.
I got to go above and beyond and do more. Because these guys ain't doing, they doing less. They're not doing what they should
be doing. Cantor had the highest amount of rebounds throughout the whole entire game. He had 10.
He must got all of them in the fourth quarter. Because I know at one point he had like one or two in the third quarter. He must got a whole lot in the fourth.
He
must
have got some towards the end. So they have 12 games left. The Warriors. I mean, the Thunder.
Okay.
They have get four, record.
They have 40 wins, right? Yeah.
So they have a couple hard games coming up, though. They got the Rockets.
So are they going to get to 50? Not 49, 50.
I haven't seen their schedule, but probably not.
I was going to say that.
Probably
so
not.
That's it. James Harden is the winner. Russ averages the triple-double.
They get about 47, 48, though.
Doesn't matter.
You lose a Kevin Durant. You're not impressed by that?
No.
You get that damn team damn near 50 wins. Kevin Durant.
Okay, I'm impressed with this triple double because I know it has to be hard because nobody's really average that besides the big O. But I'm saying though, as far as winning the MVP,
I'm sorry,
you have to be a 50 plus win team, man.
So you mean to tell me every guy that's won the MVP in the history of the NBA, they team won 50 plus games?
Yes.
Has it ever been a guy that won MVP and they team didn't win 50 games? I'm pretty
I highly doubt it. Unless the season was only 50 games.
No, I'm pretty sure you're wrong, man.
They have 50 games.
Did Mike win it 1 year and the Bulls weren't even that good?
No, no, did he?
I don't think so.
No, I think Mike. I'm pretty sure somebody has won MVP and they team didn't win 50 games.
I mean, here, this is what I'm saying about superstar status. I just talked about Allen Iverson. It was over 50 wins, right?
Uh-huh.
And he didn't have no team. He had nobody on his team. LeBron James, early years with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He had nobody on his team. They still went over 50-plus. He was MVP. I'll give you even a more recent. He's not a superstar now.
Who, Russ?
But he was a superstar.
Russ Westbrook.
But no, I'm saying. Here's another example. Okay? Uh-huh. And you have to agree. He had nobody on his team.
Who?
Derrick Rose. 60-plus wins in a season.
I can't remember the roster, but I'm pretty sure. They had Thibodeau. They was playing defense.
Oh, my.
I can't. Who was on the roster?
Gibson?
Who was on the roster?
That's what I'm saying.
Who was on the roster? His second best player was Joakim Noah? Come on, man. And he won MVP that year.
I can't say because I don't remember their roster that year.
They had...
Kirk Heinrich and... Noah and I can't remember the roster, but you know, I don't know. But we're talking about right now, though. I just feel like, you know, like I say, let's be honest, Harden and Westbrook, they neck and neck right now. They neck and neck. I just feel like, man, that triple double is gonna be the little bit that's gonna edge him over Harden just by a little bit.
Is it time to drop off Kawhi Leonard from the conversation?
I know Kawhi up in there, LeBron up in there. To me, it's a two man race. I think it's between Harden and Westbrook.
Oh, it's been a two man race.
Right, it's a two man race.
Before he got injured, I would put Kevin Durant as the number five.
Durant was up there. Isaiah Thomas, all of them are candidates. But I mean,
I don't understand how Durant is even on your list.
Look at his field goals percentage.
It doesn't matter. Look what team he has.
With all those players still.
Yeah, but it's real easy for him.
You thought it would be diminished a little bit, right? No. His field goal percentage was still high, and his points were still high.
Because it's so much easier for him now. You can't guard
all
them shooters.
Because he's got teammates.
Yeah.
He's got a teammate now.
You can't guard all them shooters. You know, he's getting more wide open shots. So he's in the conversation, but he's not going to win. Even if he didn't get hurt.
Oh, I'm not saying he's going to win.
Even if he didn't get hurt,
it's
still
still two-man race, like you said.
I'm just saying, man. Come on, we're talking about the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that's been played in the NBA. Only one person in the history of the NBA has averaged a triple-double for the whole season. And this dude is 6'3". Mm-hmm. I mean, like I say, that's the one
and that
factor.
One, and that one person.
That's the slight factor that's going to get him.
That one
MVP.
Person that averaged that triple-double didn't win MVP.
And I wish we could ask Mr. Big O himself.
What? Ask him what?
Did he do it for his numbers or he did it so he can have a better chance of winning the championship. Because me, when I look at Westbrook, he is doing it for the MVP. He's not even, I don't even look at it like he's doing it to win games. He's doing it to win the MVP race. Think, that's the only. That's
if you
the,
think he's not serious about winning.
Not this year. Not this year. Man. Not this year, I don't. No.
He is not out there busting his ass the way he is, and he don't care about winning.
I guarantee you he won't do this next year. I guarantee you he won't.
If they go out and get Blake Griffin or, you know, somebody that could really come in and help him, and he ain't got to carry the whole team, then no, he ain't got to do this next year. Because he got help. He got real good help. He'll have real good help. He ain't got that good help this year, so he got to.
All right. What's the next topic, Rich?
I don't know. You got it written down right here, Dave.
Hey, let's bring up the next topic. We're going to stick to the NBA and talk about that dude, LeVar Bell.
LeVar Ball.
Balls.
Oh, Ball. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever the fuck his name is. He's nobody. LeVar
Nuts.
popping off at the mouth, talking all this bullshit about, first of all, he going to come out and say that, you know, back in his day, he was better than Mike.
Yeah.
He could take Mike.
You know, what is wrong with dude, man? It just seemed like he wanna put his name out there. Like, he want the attention. He want the spotlight on him when it should be on his kids, his sons. You know?
But you know what? Honestly, when I was young, I thought I could take on Kobe. When I was in my prime, I thought I could take
him. How many Bud Lights has he had?
I don't know, man. But you're talking about, you know, talking up. Man. Man. This dude is fucking not
here,
man.
Hey, if you play the game like I played it,
you just have that confidence,
man. You have that swag.
Yeah, like, but I had sense, though. I won, you know, I had common sense. I mean, some things is just obvious. No matter how good you think you is, you're not better than the GOAT.
No, I didn't say the GOAT. I say Kobe Bryant. I didn't say the GOAT.
You know.
The GOAT, he will give me some problems. I ain't gonna lie. He might win.
He might win.
Well, back to LeVar Bell. What's
Hold on, let me get another beer.
Ball.
Whatever. That's LeVar what I'm saying. This
Ball.
Dude is so fucking, he is so fucking irrelevant. I don't even know his name.
Yeah. Even his college coach said he was irrelevant.
I think it's just booty chatter he's doing. You know what I'm saying? The point is, he's just promoting his brand, which is his family, his sons, himself. Promoting his brand. Kind of like what the Kardashians did. While all these people have their reality shows. They're just promoting their brand. Listen. I can understand having confidence. I can understand, you know, having comments and being a good father and supporting your kids, your sons. Because I know he's talking a lot about his sons. Mm-hmm. Talking about his son Lonzo.
UCLA.
He's better than Steph Curry.
And
he's going to be the best thing.
LeBron. He's better than LeBron. He's the best player out there right now.
Right. I mean, it's one thing to have confidence. But, I mean, I know he knows he's blown out of his ass right now. But you know what? He's just doing it just to promote his brand.
Well, my thing is,
because everybody's talking about it. We're even talking about it right now.
But is he hurting or is he helping? I think he's hurting.
Because
he's talking about, let's say, you know what I'm saying, Lonzo Ball from UCLA. These teams are looking at dude like, yeah, he's a good young talent. But would I draft him knowing I got to deal with his father too?
Yeah.
Because his father's going to probably be his agent. Let's be honest. He's going to probably be his agent. Who in the hell going to want to deal with that shit?
There's been a couple of players that have, even Robert Griffin, when he came into the NFL, his father was the problem. Yeah. There's been a couple of players where their dad was the problem and teams didn't even want to deal with it.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I understand that. And I don't think it's hurting his son this year. It's going to hurt his son next year when he's in the NBA because all NBA players are going to remember all that shit that was said. And they're going to...
They're
going to
go after him.
They're
going
to
go after him.
Yeah.
But all that pressure his father is putting on him.
The pressure, you know.
No, he's putting pressure
on him. Yeah, he's putting pressure on him.
He's better than LeBron.
But the major thing is, it's going to be next year is when these NBA players are going to go at him. I mean, you're going to have, you know, John Wall go at him. You're going to have, you know, Kyrie, you know, break his ankles, you know, just to, because he's like, oh, this is Mr. Ball right here. His father talking all shit and he disagreeing with him. Okay. Let's see. You know, I mean, even Steph Curry. I know you're not a big fan of Steph Curry, but nope. for them to say he's better than Steph Curry, you know, even Steph Curry's going to say, okay, let's see what you got. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very hard. Even the weakest player in the NBA is good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People think, I mean, I know us as fans, we're like, oh, this dude sucks, this and that. But we're not comparing him to us because the weakest player in the NBA can whip any of our asses because that's just how good.
You just said you could beat Kobe.
Right now, yes. Back in my prime, hell no. Oh, okay. No, not once. Kobe, I could beat Kobe.
But that's what I'm saying, though. He's hurting more than he's helping. Mm-hmm. You know? He just needs to shut the hell up. Stop being a glory haul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, kick it in the background. It's about his sons now. It's not about him. Yeah. It's about Lonzo. It's about, you know, the other two that's in college.
Well, could you realize, you know, like, it's his father who's on First Take, who's on Undisputed, who's on SportsCenter,
And he's loving that shit, too.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that. His son, Lonzo Ball, who's out there playing. It's his father.
Yeah, that's on the
screen. You know what I'm saying? Father. I mean, he's just almost like an attention whore right now.
That's what
he's living through his son. He's in his spotlight.
Yeah.
That hoop dream.
Yeah.
His 2.2 average in college.
Son. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, this is what I always dreamed about. Mm-hmm. And so he's living his dream through his son's accomplishments.
This is fucking
right now.
Sad, man.
It is. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Because like Rich just said, he averaged 2 points a game in college. If you was that fucking good, you could beat Mike. Why didn't you make it?
Yeah.
Why weren't you in the NBA? Why are we not talking about you the way we talk about Mike to this day?
But that's you what Barkley was saying. Because he says, you know, I'll challenge. Because they were going back and forth with words, and they were like, yeah, you know, I'll challenge you. Challenge Charles Barkley to a basketball game. Charles Barkley said, we could do it right now. Even though I'm out of shape and everything. He said, ain't no way in hell a person who averaged 2 points in college is going to whoop my ass, even in the shape I am.
You know what's funny is Charles Barkley's for TNT, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So TNT made a little video, and just to, you know, hate on LeVar Ball, they went to Google and they typed in Charles Barkley highlights, and they showed all his highlights, and they deleted it, and they put LeVar Ball highlights, and it just came up as no match. I mean, he's got no highlights. He's got nothing to his name.
Who is this dude, man? Just
man,
go away,
but
man.
He kind of knows what he's doing because he's,
I don't think so.
He's promoting his brand.
Yeah, but I think it's going to hurt his kids in the long run.
It's going to hurt his kids, but I don't think he's really thinking about that right now.
Well, that's selfish of him.
Yeah, it is. I understand. Because
they're going to be gunning for him.
So, I mean, LeBron recently tweeted out something, didn't he, about the whole kind of the situation there, Lionheart?
Yeah. I mean, he basically, reporters asked him, you know, how does he feel about the LeVar Ball, you know, situation with, you know, just talking. And LeBron just basically said, this is a dad to dad. It's becoming a problem now. As much as he's talking, he's saying that, you know, from a dad to another dad, you know, you kind of got to stop it. You know, just let your son play. Because, I mean, he has a lot of pressure right now under him. He's in. He's trying to get, you know, the championship. Because he's playing for UCLA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, they're on the Sweet 16 right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's just adding pressure onto his son. And, I mean.
Now, LeBron, he was more mad because, you know what I'm saying, dude pretty much said he feel that his boys is going to be better than LeBron's boys because LeBron's boys have, you know, such a high ceiling to work towards.
Yeah.
LeBron is their father. So they're going to have so much pressure on them trying to live up to LeBron's standards that they're going to fail.
Yeah.
Whereas his boys just going to be, you know, no pressure and just go out and play and play well. And
yeah, because all they got to do is average.
But why would you bring somebody else?
That's what I'm saying. That's what LeBron was saying. He was like, you talk about me.
Yeah.
But leave my family out of this.
Yeah.
Which is, I agree. You know what I mean? Like I said, this dude is just off the chain right now, man.
LeBron's kids come out of his mouth about
exactly. You know?
It's like, come on,
that's
man.
What I'm saying. You're going too far with it, is what LeBron is saying. You're going too far, dog. Shut the fuck up, and you're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see definitely next year. I wonder how high in the draft pick Lonzo is going to be in next year.
He's going to be a top three. He'd be a top three.
Really?
Yeah, you know, he'll still be a top. He's gonna be one, but he'll be, I say, top three, probably third.
All right. Well, I think that's a little bit about, that's the NBA. I know we had some polls this week, and we thank you everyone who participated in it. It's very hard to come up with some of these choices. You know, we are limited on the choices to bring up, you know. But, Rich, go ahead and talk about what the polls that we did this past couple weeks and what the results were.
Well, last week we added on to the Tribe starting five. So far we got, for center, we got Shaq. Power forward, we got Duncan. And small forward, we have LeBron, of course. Mm-hmm. And these are all voted on from you guys, the fans. And this last week we did, you know, who's the best shooting guard? I mean, it's kind of obvious who's going to be number one. But the choices were Jordan, Kobe, Jerry West, AI,
and Dave Love. Man, Dave Love was a hit.
And then the fifth one was a little toss up because it was like Drexler or Dwayne Wade. And some people say Drexler, some people say D Wade. So I just put Drexler in there.
You forgetting about George Gervin? What about the Iceman, man?
You didn't even know about him until you looked it up. Trying to act all knowledgeable.
Can the Iceman get some love? What's up, man?
Well, out of the whole thing, 557 people voted, and Jordan got 341 votes out of 557. Kobe got over 100 though. Kobe got 134.
He's fucking manilian.
Yeah, and then AI got 72.
So AI was third.
Yeah, was third.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
That's the results.
I mean, come on, man. There should be. You said how many voted?
557.
So 556 should have been out for Jordan. And one should have been.
No, 557 should have been for Jordan.
Nah, there's always one asshole who thinks he's funny and try to be different.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody better than the GOAT.
A lot of people were upset that Dwayne Wade was on here. Because, I mean, all Dwayne Wade has done, he's got championships.
I put Wade over Clyde, man, for real.
I don't know. You saw the list, though.
I mean, there's some lists
that had Drex on there.
Oh, like we said before, two plates. You got, you know, some suggestions to certain players to put on these polls.
Yeah.
Come bring it.
I just said George Gervin, man. Iceman. Why ain't
today. This was weeks ago we put this up, man.
So the next position is our final position, and this is going to wrap everything all up, and that's point guard. I mean, we got a lot of choices with that one. So I'll be posting that.
Westbrook.
Oh my god!
All time?
Are you serious?
Man,
oh my god!
So I'll be posting that later on this weekend. We'll finish this all up. The Tribe starting five and see, you know, who makes the cut.
Oh, didn't we have another one though? The bad boys.
Oh yeah, the bad boys.
We had a bad boy pull. Oh god, he forgot about it. Look at this guy.
He talks
amongst ourselves. Okay.
Never mind, I got it.
Man, it was quick.
That's some fast internet, man.
I forgot about this one, man.
That's some fast internet. Whose internet you got?
I stole it.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So I said, which one of these NBA bad boys would you have wanted on your team?
Well, I'll tell you right now which one I would have had. I would have had that dude who knocked the hell out of Rudy Tomjanovich back in the day.
That guy's a bum now.
I know.
Who was that?
Exactly.
I don't know who it was, but this dude.
He got kicked out of the league, though, but now he lives on the streets. Because Rudy, I think he was a rookie or a second
something,
year.
Man. I just remember.
And this guy, he was a Laker, and he just cocked back and hit Rudy in the mouth, ended Rudy's career.
Yeah, that's how bad he did it.
Yeah, that's how bad he did it. He said he cracked his spinal cord back right behind his neck. So it ended his career, so they banned him from the NBA, and now he's a bum.
Mm. Anyways, go ahead.
all right, so these are our choices. We got Meta World Peace. We got The Worm, Dennis Rodman. We got Lambeer. We got AI, and we got Rasheed Wallace. Rasheed Wallace owns the record for the most technicals in the season, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, he's the biggest hothead.
Yeah, he's the biggest hothead. Yeah, we're talking about bad boys.
Why is Allen Iverson on that list, man?
You don't think he was a bad boy?
A bad boy?
Yeah.
What's bad about Allen Iverson?
He was a talker. What are you talking about?
Okay, Gary Payton should be on there.
He was on the list of the stuff I looked up, man.
Gary Payton's the
That's best. What I'm saying.
Gary Payton's the biggest.
Allen Iverson, a bad boy? Come on, man. Anyway, you know, go ahead.
Like well, we said I'm glad, before, I'm glad. We would love to have some of your input in some of this stuff. No, but where can all that OT player? Man,
all these comments, all these comments we got. No one said AI wasn't a bad boy. So, and actually, AI won.
Y'all see all the tattoos.
AI won.
Yeah, what? AI won.
What the?
320 votes.
Who the hell voting on this shit, man?
Fans.
The fans.
Out of 530 votes, 320.
Fans.
No, hey, y'all still
cool with us, though, fans. Yeah. Even though I don't agree with y'all picking Allen Iverson.
Man, what are you talking about? At the top,
over Dennis Rodman. Come on, man.
Well, probably not over Dennis Rodman, but. Well, I did say which bad boy would you want on your team. Of course, they're going to pick AI.
Yeah, because, you know, yeah. Talking about because of. You know,
all like, over him, because he can score, he can do everything.
Right, but I'm talking about like you want that enforcer type, just
so.
Man, I'm going with Rodman all day, man.
AI went first, then Meta went second.
Meta.
And then seventh was Rodman. I think when they think of Meta, they think about that
fight in New York.
Yeah, that fight. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking to think about. But AI was a bad boy, man. I've never seen a documentary about him. He got in trouble even in college, and then he came to the NBA and got in trouble. What do you mean it wasn't his fault?
It wasn't his fault.
I mean, this is my opinion. Yeah. I disagree, man.
I'm just saying.
You know, okay. I mean, like I said, if it was me, I take Rodman. All right, man.
I'm glad you're on to me with this one, Dave.
All right.
That's what the fans voted, man, okay? That's
what the fans voted. They're entitled to their opinion. Yeah. I'm entitled to mine.
Even though sometimes they're a little wrong. I'm messing with you. You know what? Everybody has different opinions, and that's what we love about this show.
They just happy that I'm back. That's all it is. Yeah. That's why he messed with me.
He's glowing on
me. Oh, yeah.
He missed me last week.
I mean, you know, the Lionheart was okay. You know, he did his thing, but.
It's not the same without the three.
It's not the same without the.
That trio, dog. That's the tribe.
Speaking about the tribe and having people here, we still want y'all to come on here, you know, give us information, contact information, and we can hook it up. And we want you guys' opinions. Seriously, we really do. We want you involved in the show. You know, you can catch us on Gmail, Twitter, whatever.
Facebook. Instagram.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's all at the tribe, at the tripod. That's all you got to type in on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Anything. That's how you find us.
And also, if you want to know about Houston, I have to get a shout out to my boys over there, Space City Sports, okay? Everything Houston, okay?
Y'all going to be disappointed, though, when Westbrook don't win MVP.
I found a video of Carr.
Hey, you're, you know, he listens to this show, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add?
No.
Go ahead, take us home, dog.
All right, man. All right, guys. Thank you for, fellas. Shut up.
I get you.
But, like, speaking to me right now.
I just want
to
say, Dave, once again, you was right, man, about everything you said, and I agree with everything that you said.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to record this little clip.
Come on, man. Y'all know that's some bullshit.
What are you talking about, man?
Take us home, dog.
Hey, edit that out at the end. The shit part.
All right.
All right, everybody. We appreciate y'all listening. You know, I am Dave Love. For my boy Richard.
For my Richard?
Man. Yeah, I'm stumbling today. But you know why I keep going? That's how you know, man, we don't play around with this. You know? This is unfiltered, unsistered. Here we go. And my boy, Two Plates. I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah, glad to be
Richard's
back.
Happy that you're back. Yeah. You know, hopefully we have you on again next week.
Now, I'm not a regular on the show no more, or what, man?
No, I mean,
there's no more of a time. So
you are the guest. You are the guest star. You know, I am the star of the show, so it only works for my mom. But you are the guest star. You know, it's good to have you. Nah, for sure you. You'll be on next week. We appreciate everybody listening. Remember, everybody, dream big, live bigger. Peace.